All right. Sounds like someone is ready to explore southern Italy. You've given us articles, travel notes, even a travel magazine. This is serious business.
You're not kidding. I can tell you're ready to go deep, experience the real southern Italy, not just the touristy stuff.
You hit the nail on the head. Now, Rome, it's amazing. And that Colosseum photo at night, wow. But it sounds like avoiding the crowds is key.
For sure. And honestly, minimizing time in Rome, especially now, is a smart move. Campania, with Naples as a base, seems like the perfect starting point.
Naples, a launch pad you called it. What makes it so special?
Naples has this energy, you know, a real pulse. So much history, but it's a living, breathing city. And practically speaking, it's perfect for exploring the surrounding areas, the islands too.
You even suggested a couple of places to stay.
Yeah. Salotto Borbonico, they have these balconies overlooking the city. Morning coffee with a view, can you imagine? And Agra Suites Chiaia. Right in the heart of things, in the Chiaia district.
Okay, but that photo of Neapolitan pizza, I'm craving it now.
And to get around, you're in luck. Italy has those high-speed trains.
Two options, actually. Trenitalia, that's the government one. And then Italo, the private company. I even dug up some pictures of both. That Frecciargento is something else. It's the main one to Reggio Calabria, the gateway to Sicily.
Sounds like you're thinking first class all the way.
Thinking about it, first or premium class is what I keep seeing. Especially for those longer trips, a little comfort goes a long way, right?
Huge difference. Especially when you're on the move a lot. Speaking of, those notes on train tickets, very thorough.
Had to be. Learned the hard way once. Validating those tickets in Italy, not optional. I even have a photo of a Trenitalia kiosk here. It's a small thing that saves a huge headache.
Better safe than sorry.
100%. Oh, and booking in advance, apparently that's key too. Trenitalia.com or Intilatrano.it. Those were the sites.
Smart move. So first stop, Sicily. Messina, you're already captivated, I can tell.
That panoramic shot of Messina just does it for me. Mountains, the sea, everything.
Practical note though, arriving after 5 p.m., accommodation booked in advance is a must. Seems like things wind down in the evenings there.
Good to know. And you know, I noticed it's said to be careful about staying near tourist hotspots in the bigger cities, like Messina. Safety first.
Always smart to be aware. Plus, staying in quieter areas often gives you a more authentic feel anyway, like you're really living there, even for a bit.
Exactly, I like that. And speaking of authentic, Messina has some pretty cool spots that aren't the usual tourist traps.
The Duomo di Messina, with that astronomical clock, that's one that stood out.
Can you imagine? You're in the square, sun is shining, and boom, those golden figures on the clock come alive. Talk about history and a bit of magic.
And then there's Punta del Faro. Different kind of magic there.
Northeast tip of Sicily, right. Amazing views of the Strait of Messina. I read that a walk there, watching the ferries and ships go by, so peaceful. A world away from the city.
Exactly what we're looking for. Now, getting around Sicily, what's the plan?
Funny you should ask. The source actually recommended buses over rental cars, especially for those small towns. There's even a story they got upgraded to a fancy SUV. Turns out, not so practical on those narrow roads.
Sometimes smaller is better.
Yeah.
You can really experience a place when you're not battling a huge car.
100%. Plus, there's something to be said for sitting back and letting someone else handle the driving while you enjoy the scenery.
Now, if you do end up renting a car, AVIS was the clear favorite.
Yeah, transparent rental agreements, good customer service, even back home, apparently. Plus, I found out they often share offices with Budget, which is handy.
And the photos. Don't forget the photos.
Oh, right. Document everything. Every scratch, every dent. Inside, outside, wheels. Prevents issues later.
Always a good idea. And speaking of making life easier, Luggage Hero popped up.
Right. Storing your luggage, genius. Especially for those days you're exploring a city and don't want to lug everything around.
They're strategically placed, too. Near stations, key points. Makes it convenient.
Next up, Taormina. Just about an hour from Messina by train. Even faster if you're driving.
Those pictures are incredible. Easy to lose yourself there for days.
I know, right? But a word of caution, the crowds.
Right, right. Taormina is popular, no doubt. Sticking to mornings and evenings, that's the key. But we'll get into their system for that a bit later. For now, let's just picture ourselves in Taormina.
Sunset over the Ionian Sea. Dinner outside, maybe some local wine. That's the dream.
And spending the night is highly recommended. See the town at different times, soak it all in.
That picture of Isola Bella, the island just off the coast, you can take a cable car there.
Over the water, amazing views. Sounds idyllic.
And for lunch, a quick bite, you suggested Sabia.
The pastry's there. Mouth-watering.
Okay, we can't talk Sicily without mentioning Mount Etna. The pictures are unreal.
Dominating the landscape. But a word to the wise. Don't just jump into a tour.
It's about doing your research first, right? Make sure it fits with what you want to get out of the trip. No pressure to do everything just because it's there.
It's all about those little moments, right? And speaking of unique, Catania is next. Mm-hmm. Full of surprises, that one.
You weren't kidding. That elephant statue in the Piazza Duomo. Volcanic rock. I had no idea.
Right. Makes you wonder what else they have hidden away there. And speaking of hidden gems, the Badia di Santa Agata, that church you mentioned.
Incredible views from the roof. You can see the whole city, even Mount Etna.
Wow. Talk about perspective.
Exactly. And it's a good reminder, early mornings, late evenings, that's when you really get to experience these places. Before the crowds, you know.
Peace and quiet makes all the difference.
For sure. But you also mentioned the hop-off bus in Catania. If someone wants a more structured way to see things.
Good option, especially if you use it strategically.
Hop off, grab a coffee, enjoy the view. Don't be afraid to just soak it in, right?
Love that. Okay, from Catania, it's on to Syracuse. History just oozes from this place.
Those pictures, especially the cathedral at night. Wow. And to think it used to be a Greek temple.
Layers upon layers of history. Amazing. And you mentioned Ortigia Island.
Connected right to the city, but it's like stepping back in time. Those narrow streets, hidden courtyards.
Magic.
And of course, the Syracuse Cathedral, but also the Piazza del Duomo, the heart of the city, surrounded by history.
And nearby, there's the Fonte Aretusa, a freshwater spring. Steeped in mythology.
It's incredible how these places blend history and myth so seamlessly. Oh, and for dinner in Syracuse, Cantonera Ristorante Ortigia. The pasta dish alone, wow.
Okay, now I'm hungry. And the Centro Storico, staying in the heart of it all, even if it costs a bit more, good call.
It's worth it for that authentic experience. Your story about San Gimignano, finding that last-minute place in the Centro Storico, reminded me of that.
Sometimes the best things are unplanned.
Totally. Okay, how about a little detour? Modica. Chocolate. Anyone.
I'll admit, I wasn't familiar with Modica. But the pictures, the Baroque architecture, stunning. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Wandering those streets, indulging in some amazing chocolate, sounds like a perfect day.
Especially at Antica and Seria Bonajuto. Sicily's oldest chocolate shop, can you believe it, since the 1800s.
Let's talk about tradition. And from there, it's on to Agrigento. Back to ancient times, it seems.
The Valley of the Temples, those Greek ruins, just wow. That picture of the Temple of Concordia is breathtaking.
It's incredible how well-preserved they are. And a good tip from what I read, use the electric shuttle bus to get around the site, especially if it's hot.
Good advice.
And for dinner in Agrigento, I came across Naif, Italian, seafood, Mediterranean, all the good stuff.
Their seafood platter, yes, please.
Right. Now, from Agrigento, there's a bit of a fork in the road. You can head towards Palermo, the capital, or continue along the coast to Cefalo.
Cefalo just calls to me. That picture of the beach with the town in the background, perfect.
It's definitely a place to unwind, relax on the beach, enjoy the slower pace.
Sounds heavenly.
And if there's time, Palermo is definitely worth adding on.
Agreed. Especially Teatro Massimo, that opera house, and the Palermo Cathedral. Incredible architecture. Plus, they have royal tombs and ancient relics there.
It's like a crash course in history and art all in one. You know, we've talked about a lot of different ways to get around on this trip. Trains, buses, maybe even a car.
Each one gives you a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And that brings us to something we've touched on, but it's important. Flexibility.
Right. Almost like it's built into how this whole trip is designed.
Exactly. And it's not just about, if something goes wrong. It's more than that. It's about being open to those little detours, right? Unexpected moments that become the best memories. Picture this. You're in a small town, walking along, and suddenly the smell of fresh bread hits you, coming from a bakery. What do? Itinerary or follow your nose?
I'm going with the bread. It's those little things, those experiences that you can't plan for.
And that's why booking those key things in advance, flights, that first night or two accommodation, that actually gives you more flexibility in the long run.
It seems counterintuitive, but it makes sense. Get those big things sorted, then relax and enjoy the ride.
The framework is there, but within it, you're free to explore. Speaking of exploring, that story about the local guide really stood out.
Game changer. The way they brought the history to life, it wasn't just facts and figures anymore. You could feel it.
The right guide makes all the difference. Those connections, the stories behind the stories.
Like unlocking a whole new level of understanding and appreciation.
Exactly. So as you put those finishing touches on your Southern Italy trip, remember, flexibility, a little bit of planning, and be ready for those happy accidents. Buon viaggio.
Buon viaggio.
As a listener or a viewer, you can now get an instantly downloadable copy of any of the immersive Italian travel guidebooks at 50% off the normal price at theinnersecrets.com. Look for the menu item on the homepage, Viewers and Listeners Shop. Thank you for listening today.